Well, America's largest animal rights group says this case is a shocking example of Ohio's complete failure to regulate a growing trade in exotic animals. The state director of the U.S. Humane Society, Karen Minton, told our North America correspondent Craig McMurtry that Ohio is one of five states in the U.S. with lax laws and that there's no way of knowing how many private exotic animal farms there are in these states.
We're finding ourselves to be a magnet. People are coming to this state for the sale and trade of these dangerous and exotic species. It's shocking how readily available these animals are. One can acquire any of these species from going onto the internet. There are publications for people to, like a classified section, if you will. But instead of, you know, used cars and whatnot, it's armadillos, it's gaboon vipers, it's grizzly bears. It's a shocking amount of different animals who clearly have no business being in someone's backyard or being kept as a pet.
Now, this man had 56 big game animals, tigers, lions, grizzly bears, cheetahs, monkeys, a baboon apparently, camels. How do you go about actually moving these animals about?
It's very, very challenging. Certainly, the acquisition is done there's an exotic animal auction that's notorious, that's here in Ohio, where literally thousands of animals come in, kangaroos, grizzly bears, hyenas, wolves, a wild menagerie of different animals, and people can just go, they put maybe a horse trailer on the back of their car, and they purchase them and they buy them.
And is this exotic auction that you're talking about, is that legal?
It is legal. It is legal in the state of Ohio.
How much does it cost to feed all these animals? In this case, there were 56 of them.
It would cost an awful lot. And unfortunately, this instance is not too uncommon from others that we've seen. Oftentimes, if we are approached by someone who has these animals, it is indeed because they can no longer care for them or care for them properly.
So where do they come from? Do they come from other private zoos? Do they come from some sort of black market in zoos? How do they get in the country?
They are imported. They're imported. We do know that. But, there are people breeding these animals throughout the nation and even here in Ohio.
So how many of these private zoos or animal farms are there in Ohio?
We really don't know. No one has a real good number on, you know, the number of places that are out there. Anyone, I can put a puma in my backyard as we speak and call myself a sanctuary.
Whether I have 10, 20, 30, 40, or in this case 56 animals, there is no requirement for me to get a license.
That's correct. That's correct.
And there's no inspection regime.
No, there's not.
And that would mean, of course, that there's no oversight about whether or not I've got the appropriate fencing around the property.
You are absolutely correct. We hear these cases all the time. There was a case that happened earlier in the early summer where someone had 20 Burmese python in his basement. They would regularly escape. The neighbors were scared. They were concerned. Some neighbors even considered putting their house for sale.
What do you know about this property and how the animals were being kept here?
We know that this individual, unfortunately, had previous charges in the past that, animal-related charges, meaning they were charges for having animals running at large and also for animal cruelty.
And what's your view of the action of law enforcement officials, particularly the decision to kill the animals and not try and tranquilize and capture them?
A local sheriff's office in a pretty rural county in Ohio, they're not equipped to go in and handle an angry, aggressive, mature grizzly that's loose and that is about to go out into the community. They don't have tranquilizers gun. They don't have they're not equipped with that. Because in Ohio we have no laws here, we don't have a single entity that this is your go-to when these sorts of things happen. So, we really find it as a sad sort of byproduct of the fact that Ohio has no regulation.
That's Karen Minton from the Humane Society speaking to our North America correspondent Craig McMurtry.